It's Tuesday morning, and she dared to come back. Sarah Middleton is the executive director of the Eagle Grove Chamber of Commerce, and this is Business of the Week. Today, we're going to do a deep dive on their upcoming event, Summerfest, which is this weekend. Sarah, good morning, and thanks for showing up again.
Good morning. You know, with coffee, all things are possible, so I'm happy to be here today.
Yes. Well, some people are like, I don't know, I was a little nervous, but I can tell that your passion for the community and your love for the community, it shows in how you describe Eagle Grove, how you talk about the Chamber of Commerce and these events that are upcoming. So let's get into the Summerfest thing. I'm really antsy to learn more about it. Daytime activities, what do you have going on?
On Friday the 17th, we will be yarn bombing trees. If you haven't heard of yarn bombing, you bring yarn, craft materials, anything you want that doesn't hurt the tree and is not permanent. You decorate the trees in the park surrounding the free stage at the fairgrounds in the James R. Johnson free stage area. People decorate the trees, and then we have a competition for it. The community votes on the photos after Summerfest. We award Chamber Bucks to the winners. And last year, it was just really cool to kind of walk around the area during the concert and see all the trees all decorated. And so we're bringing it back this year.
Very, very artistic approach.
I can't help it. I like weird things, and I like pulling creative activities out of people who think they can't do it.
What else do we have going on as part of Summerfest?
Friday night still, there's going to be a hula hoop contest at 6:30 p.m. There's going to be a free movie in the show arena that will be, it will be Finding Nemo, and that starts at 7 p.m. Our Lions Club will be selling snacks, and the movie is sponsored by a bunch of community members, First Bank, Torkelson Construction, Eagle Grove Recreation, and Eagle Grove Memorial Library, and it's something they do every year, and it's always really, really fun to have that kind of outdoor movie. So that's just the start of it. That's Friday. That's Friday only.
So what happens on Saturday?
So Saturday is when the real big stuff kicks off. You can yarn bomb all day from 8 to 1. At 8 a.m., we're going to have a free exercise class with one of our local businesses, Slay Nutrition. It'll be on the main stage or on the free stage at the fairgrounds. She's going to have a half-hour class. It'll be really fun for all ages. After that, we've got our community talent show on the free stage. We've got a bunch of really cool people performing. Some have been there every year, and it's, you know, music. The Golden Stars, Eagle Grove Golden Stars award-winning dance team will be dancing, and there's going to be some surprise performances as well. After that, there'll be, starting at 10, a craft and vendor show outdoors in that same area. This will all occur in the free stage area at the Wright County Fairgrounds. From 9 to 1, we've got games, water games, yard games, field games, all sorts of things run by different community members. So there'll be crafts. There'll be lots to do for the entire family. Oh, eggs on a stick.
Eggs on a stick.
Eggs on a stick. Daybreak Foods and Lee Wright Meats are teaming up to provide hard-boiled eggs on sticks that I think are made of, like, vegetables. And you can eat your egg at 10 a.m. in the area of the stage. And, it's just kind of a cool little thing that they can do because Daybreak has eggs.
Yes. Man, that event sounds like a gas.
I think it'll be awesome.
Thank you.
Yep.
And what do we have going on for nighttime activities?
Oh, well. So the Pork Tornadoes are playing again. We brought them back this year because they were amazing last year. We just love them. They're the nicest guys on the planet, and they put on an amazing show. So they will be playing. We've got Scott Kierkart opening for them. Gates open 6:30. Music starts at 7. Pork Tornadoes at 8. They play till 11. And then we've got actually an after party at Rails because Eagle Grove likes to party. A band called Farm Rock is going to be performing. They start at 10, so a little bit before our concert gets over, and then they go until 1 a.m.
Great entertainment. I'm familiar with the Pork Tornadoes. I'm familiar with Scott Kierkart and the third band, Farm Rock, at Rails. Very familiar with all of them. You're looking for some great entertainment. That would be a day to go out and enjoy. Very elaborate weekend. I know that there are several details that you have to keep track of, so I credit you for that. So thanks for doing it.
Hey,
Eagle Grove, great little community, and I know a lot of the business owners over there. Great town to support. Rural businesses and rural America, we're all about that. You know, we got to help each other keep going. Congratulations. It sounds like you've put together another successful Summerfest. Sarah Middleton is the Executive Director of the Eagle Grove Chamber of Commerce, and this has been Business of the Week on 97.7 The Bolt.